Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that we might have life. John 3:16. How deep is your love for God? Are you willing to die for Christ? Let's listen in as Pastor Joel shares today's message. What's love got to do with it?
Some people look for fame or celebrity status. Mm-hmm. I remember when my son was playing football, he's six, and there was always girls hanging around him, you know, the term back then was baller, looking for ballers. I mean, a pro ball prospect. So again, it's easy to fall in love with somebody like that, depending on your standards, all right? And this is the case of you've heard of the term fair weather fan? You all heard of that? The person who idolizes and follows a team as long as there's something to get out of it, as long as they're winning. I wonder if the Warriors are going through that now. It's called a fair weather fan. Wherever they go, these people follow them until what? Till they lose, right? Till they lose. What happened? The team no longer team no longer met the standard of the fan. They lost. They got a chink in their armor. They're not the same anymore. That standard of perfection or invincibility, Johnny's smiling because he can't stand the Warriors. That standard of invincibility, that's at least that God is love. So that standard is no longer there, all right? So these are examples now, and we joke about it a little bit, but these are examples really of our lives. They enter into the world's view of love. Same standard. There's some fair weather folks out there, y'all, that loved you for a minute. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what. So as the conditions change, unfortunately, a lot of times so does that love. All right? If it was ever love at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about how our emotions get tied up into things. I met a man a few months ago, and he started. As we got to know each other, he told me his life story, basically. And he told me that he met a woman years ago, and they were ready to get married. And he said they got together, and they would eat, and it was something in it. And he just felt like they were going to get married, and they had never been intimate. Well, one day they got intimate. He said, man, it changed everything. I said, did you get married? He said, no. Everything changed. Something in the standard wasn't there anymore, you see? And so I don't know what it is, but what it was, but I'm saying that our emotions and our standards change. That can quickly cause us to have a different outlook than we had before concerning that person or that so-called love. Sometimes it's not love at all. We talked about that. Sometimes it's lust. Sometimes it's infatuation, as we said last week. Question is, what love got to do with it? Well, from a worldly standpoint, not much at all. Okay? But from God's standpoint, absolutely everything. That's what we need to know. And that's because God's love, unlike man's love, is what? Unconditional. It's called agape. It's agape love. Not only that, but God's love is eternal. It's unchanging, all right? So we want to take up from where we left off last week, and we're going to continue, as I said. I just wanted to set the parameters here. And I'm going to ask us to go to our Bibles. I'm going to ask my wonderful wife, Pastor Annalisa Lovebug Jones, to take us to the book of Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. Don't she look like a love bug? She's just a love bug. She is. She's a love bug. Chapter 5, verses 6 to 8 in Romans.
Praise God. Thank you. Romans 5, 6, 8 tells us, therefore, having been Romans 5, 6,
verses
8
6
says,
to 8. Mm-hmm.
But when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. When we were still, it says, without strength. That means when we were weak. When you're without strength, you're weak. When we were yet weak and without strength. It says in due time. That means in the right time. That means in God's time. All right, God knew about it. Without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That means that this was the plan. In due time, God said, I hear you, I see you. Okay, you're doing that for now. You're without strength. That's all right, I got you covered. In due time, he sent Jesus, Christ, to die for the ungodly, which most people would never do. Or not even a righteous man might dare to do it. It says, but God did it. Why would he do something like that? This is this scripture points to the fact that Christ's love for all mankind, it doesn't wane. It doesn't change, all right? Even as mankind is deeply involved in his sin. When he's in his sin, I was in my sin when God came to me. I knew nothing about him, didn't want to know anything about him, didn't want to believe in Jesus, didn't want to believe in church, didn't like pastors, didn't like Christians, didn't want any of it. Prepared to go the way I was, and he grabbed me in due time, in my sin, and then told me about my sin. And told me how to get out of sin. Gave me a get out of jail free card because I was locked down. Now that's what God did. Changed me when I didn't want to be changed. Came to me when I didn't want to be around anybody. I'm telling you. Now I see this scripture right here and it's so true. Let's face it. We're all, as human beings, at one time or another, we're all engaged in sin. Some of us engaged in it this morning. Some of us woke up and thought about hurting somebody. Somebody woke up and was upset about something. Somebody stubbed their toe and cursed. Somebody did something involved in sin. 1 John 5:19. I want you all to remember this one because this is a scripture that we keep talking about. It says the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Okay? So none of us can get away from it. We're all going to be touched with sin. Have you ever been at work or at home and you went in and it was sunny and when you came out, it was raining and it was pouring down rain and everybody said, oh, it's pouring cats and it was raining cats and dogs. And you look in your car maybe 30 feet away. Is there any way you can dodge those raindrops? I don't care how quick you are. You can't. You're going to get wet. Well, that's how it is in sin, because in this world, it's raining sin, you all. It's raining down sin. There's no way you're going to be able to escape it. It's going to get on you at some time or another, okay? That's what we mean by we're under the sway of the wicked one. We live in the world, and the prince of the atmosphere has got a bead on you. He's watching you. Satan has us in his gun sights, okay? He's got us under radar, so to speak, okay? And at times, due to temptation, due to the influences of Satan, and also our flesh, our inward desires, okay, we slip up and we sin, don't we? We give in to certain things, whatever your thing is. Sometimes it almost overwhelms us, and we give in to it, okay? Well, Romans 5 tells us just how deep God's love is for us. Mm-hmm. Some of you might remember there used to be a group. I don't know if they were a rock group, but I know they were. I think they called it a rock group, the Bee Gees. And the Bee Gees had a song, and they asked, "How deep is your love?" Remember that song? Everybody was grooving and swaying. I didn't know the Lord. How deep is love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. They ask that question over and over again, right? It's a good question to ask, huh? When it comes to the world, Jerry says, still asking. When it comes to worldly love, you'll find it's not too deep at all. You'll be able to answer that question when it comes to the world's love. How deep is it? Not too deep at all. Because Romans 5 answers that question in a way that neither the Bee Gees nor any other human being can ever grasp unless they're aligned with Christ Jesus. For real. Huh? You see, because it's hard for us in our normal nature to love somebody when that person comes against us. When that person comes against us or sins against us, that's the real test of our love, isn't it? You see family members taking each other out. When I was a police officer and I dealt with a body and they said, we got a man down and bleeding out and there's a shotgun nearby and nobody wants to tell us what's going on, and you get there and you start interviewing people, you freeze the scene, you start taking down license plates, nobody in, nobody out. Did anybody see anything? Everybody's just looking around. Nine times out of ten, it came back to somebody knew this person. Somebody was close. Very seldom do you get random killings. It's usually an emotional thing. Somebody crossed somebody. It's the principle of the thing. It's our nature to want some get back when we got done in. See? That's right. The emotions run high. And this is how our love is. Don't you do me wrong. You know, I told you about that other song. See, these little singers, they write about this stuff. Somebody wrote about those little singers, like Michael Jackson, that little song we talked about. What was the name of it? I forgot. But we talked about our better look both ways before you cross me. You're headed for a danger. I'm the one who loves you. I'm the one you need. I'm the one. You know, right? That's real human emotion talking. You better listen to that boy. You better listen to that girl, that man, that woman, who's ever telling you that. You cross them up, you're going to see how they really feel about you. Huh? This is human emotion, human love, as you want to call it. When the dynamic changes, especially when they wrong you, we change. Shoot, there are times when somebody doesn't have to wrong you. Let them wrong somebody else and you're ready to get them. Right? Listen to this. Have you ever seen somebody do something to somebody else and it happened right in front of you, like the things you see on the news today? And you see somebody just jump out and hit an old person and knock them down and rob them and they're unconscious? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Somebody ought to take him out. He don't need to live. Somebody ought to kill him. He need to be locked away. He need to be put down, right? That's our human nature, see, because we see that thing. Somebody got mistreated. So we instinctively say that person caused a problem. That so-and-so needs to be dealt with. So how do you think it is when your love has been maligned? When you've been mistreated. Anybody ever said or done anything like that? You don't have to answer. I don't want to put you on the spot. I think we all have at some time or another. Even this week, it may have happened. Okay? Especially watching the news. You got to get yourself together to watch the news these days. You can't. You watch the news today, bring your Bible. Open up some scripture. Before you pray, before you even start watching the news, say, Lord, help me. Lord God, help me because I know I'm about to see some demons. Let me love my neighbor as I love myself. Let me pray without ceasing, Lord. You better ask him. You better have that Bible handy because you're about to be taken through something when you watch the news nowadays, okay? Praying for these people, praying these demons out, rebuking demons. You got to be ready when you're watching the news today. So we know that... We all at some time or another have been through this because it's our human nature as human beings. But guess who doesn't see it that way at all? God, that's who. Guess who doesn't change? God, that's who. God looks at us even in our weaknesses as humans, and he still loves us unconditionally, without conditions. And I'm telling you, friends, that's just an amazing thing, isn't it? That's an amazing kind of love. Amen. You can't get that anywhere else. I don't care how many love conferences you go to. I don't care if you bought love potion number 9. You can't get it from that. Okay? Or 10, whatever potion it is. It's a potion number 1. What are you messing with it for? You can't get that from anybody except the Lord. Okay? That kind of love is supernatural, and God is supernatural. And that's the type of love which God has been displaying to man ever since the creation of man, ever since he created us. Now, why do you suppose that God loves us so much? Okay, let's take a look. Let's go back to the beginning again. Let's go back to the beginning. Some of you who read your Bibles and some of you don't, but we're going to take it as if you don't. Let's go back to the beginning. And let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26. Pastor Lanelise, can you just read 26a? You don't have to read the whole thing. And then go to 27 and read those two verses for us, please. Now, see if this makes sense.
Genesis chapter 1, verses 26a says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness." Mm-hmm. And verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image, mm-hmm. and the image of God he created him, male and female he created them."
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Now here we see that from the very start, even before you or I came into existence, or even before our generations, basically, we've been thought about by God. God had made a way for each and every one of us. God had a plan for us, did he not? It says right there in 27a. "So God created man in his own image, and the image of God he created him, male and female he created them." That's us. That's us. Okay? That's what I'm trying to say. Supernatural love then was being exhibited by the Creator. Supernatural love. If he didn't show us anything else, it says right here he made us in his image. That's the argument right there. Why would God make somebody in his image and he hates them? Why would God make something in his image and he doesn't want them to have no part of him? That tells you right there that God loved us. He cared enough about us that said, I want you to what? Take after me. When we have a little baby boys and the little baby girls and we go to the hospital and we look in the little incubator and we look in the little window and say, he looks just like me, don't he? Look, he got the little mole right there. He got a little dimple. He got my eyes. We both looking at the little baby. Ooh, look at her. She's so cute. Look how she smiles. Look how her eyes crinkle up. You know, we love those babies. We love them with a human love, don't we? An endearing love. But God's love is deeper than that. God said, "I created each and every one of you to be like me. I love you so much, I want you to walk like me, talk like me, think like me. Spiritually, I want you to have my godliness. I want you to be holy like me." See, this is how God is. Man, and he sees through our differences. He sees through our weaknesses. And he says, "I'm seeing you in me. I'm looking deep into your heart, the part that you don't even know about. That's how deep my love is. BG can't touch that. No. Mm-mm. Whoever the love folks are, they can't touch that. Mm-mm. None of them can't touch that. MC, sorry, can't touch that." God says, "My love is supernatural love. Nothing else will do. Nothing can touch it." Okay? I'm saying this for a reason, because we're going to see how we really feel about God's love. He loved us enough to create us in his image, setting us above remaining creation. He loved us enough that he set us up above everything else. If you continue to read, if you read down to, I think it's Genesis 1:28, God blessed them and he told them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have a dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth he put under us." Not just for then, but for always. Now, that's telling us something. So this tells us how deep God's love is. You can read it. We don't have time to read everything, but read Genesis 1:28. Read Jeremiah 1:5. Read Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I think of you. Read that. Read Romans 8:29 and 30. Okay? Read all these things. Read Malachi 3:6, where the Lord said, I don't change either. Now, read that one too. And it'll tell you in other places throughout the Bible. That's why we read the word in proper context. And it gives us a glimpse of how God's unchanging love is so magnificent for mankind. Now, last week I touched on how the devil and his people, you know, the devil got people too, okay? The devil uses people. You know, there's a tug of war. See yourself stretched out. God pulling on one side, the devil pulling on the other. You got the Holy Spirit on one side and all them other spirits on the other side. They're outnumbered, by the way. Okay? But they're pulling for your soul. Pulling. God pulling to save you. The devil trying to pull you down. Okay? There's a tug of war. Okay? Now, so last week I touched on it, that the devil has people, he's got people fooled, and it's causing the world to rebel against God's love. He's got the world rebelling against God's love and adopting what the world perceives as love. All right? Now, we went over this before, so I'm not going to go back to it. We said that Jesus said that Satan is a liar and he is a father, right? Who is his son? Lies. He's the father of lies. Okay? That's what Jesus said. Satan is a liar and the father of lies, okay? So this is a trick of the devil, of course. It's an illusion, so to speak, how Satan is wrapping people up to rebel against God. This is a very, very subversive trick of the devil. Look at what the Bible says in Isaiah. Let's go there for a minute. Pastor, can we go to Isaiah 5:20? And can you read that one for us, please? Isaiah 5:20. I didn't check this, but I think I got it right.
Isaiah 5:20 mm-hmm. says, woe to those who call evil good mm-hmm. and good evil. Mm-hmm. Then it says, who put the darkness for light and light for darkness? Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter?
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Now, this verse simply warns us, okay? It serves to warn us of what we're seeing in society today. This is what we're seeing in society, you all. Can we talk about it? Yeah. We better talk about it, okay? This is what we're seeing in society, right? It's saying it right here. The prophet Isaiah saying that the word of God coming to him, saying, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. That's what the Holy One of Israel is saying. Woe to them. Those who put darkness for light and then flip the script. Try to put light for darkness. Try to fool you. Who put bitter for sweet. Ain't that sweet? It don't taste right to me. Don't it taste good? That's a liar. That's a serpent. That's the same thing that was in the garden.
Amen. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones next week for the continuation of What's Love Got to Do with It? Until next time.